news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The U.S. death toll in the COVID-19 pandemic surpassed 3,000 on Monday, with more than 160,000 confirmed infections. New York has more than a third of the country's cases, with 67,000 and over 1,300 deaths. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo put out the call for help.
As governor of New York, I am asking healthcare professionals across the country, if you don't have a healthcare crisis in your community, please come help us in New York now. We need relief. We need relief for nurses who are working 12-hour shifts, one after the other after the other. We need relief for doctors, we need relief for attendants. So if you're not busy, come help us, please. And we will return the favor.
In New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles, leaders are establishing field clinics. Navy hospital ships have arrived in New York and Los Angeles to relieve overwhelmed healthcare facilities by treating non-coronavirus patients. In Illinois, officials plan to convert Chicago's McCormick Place Convention Center, the largest in North America, into a facility with room for up to 3,000 coronavirus patients. So yes, the U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort has docked in New York City as the U.S. faces what could be its most difficult month in the pandemic. Experts worry that when the outbreak reaches its predicted peak in mid-April, more than 2,000 people could die each day. About 82,000 people could die in all in August, even with social distancing measures, according to one model cited by the White House. But there may be some bright spots in the dark days ahead. Hospitals in Northern California are cautiously hopeful that they may be seeing the first benefits of shelter-at-home precautions in the form of slightly less crushing surges of patients. Guess we'll take what we can get. House Democrats are eyeing an ambitious fourth coronavirus response package that they hope will include more direct payments to individuals, more money for state and local governments, and funding for infrastructure. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said if such measures aren't covered, the economic situation could get even more dangerous for Americans, even with the recently passed $2.2 trillion relief bill. For the second day in a row, on Monday at his daily reality TV time, Donald Trump pushed groundless speculation that healthcare workers are stealing or squandering protective masks during the pandemic. A reporter began to ask him in the Monday press briefing about remarks he made Sunday that masks may be going out the back door. Trump cut off the reporter, saying, "A tremendous power in the business," allegedly a supplier of masks, had backed up his notion. As you'd expect, a growing number of journalists are calling on the various networks to stop carrying these so-called briefings live. Trump is using them to quench his need for the spotlight and adoration missing with the absence of his rallies to feed his ego. And they're filled with lies, misinformation, and a continuing assault on the media. Enough is enough already. From the creeping fascism files, pay attention. Leaders of countries around the world have begun invoking emergency powers as they fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Israel's government has shut down courts and launched intrusive surveillance of citizens. Bolivia has pushed back elections, and Hungarian lawmakers have approved an emergency law giving the country's populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban the authority to rule as he sees fit, effectively suspending democracy in a European Union member nation. In the bad movie on which our reality appears to be based these days, this story is the very obvious foreshadowing. Pay attention. Case in point, officials in Texas, Ohio, and Alabama hastily passed legislation banning abortions that they say are not medically necessary, claiming they had to be suspended to preserve medical supplies needed to address the coronavirus. Well, federal judges on Monday sided with the clinics and temporarily blocked the abortion bans and granted temporary restraining orders, blocking the policies pending court challenges. Iowa, Mississippi, and Oklahoma are among other states that have imposed similar restrictions to the procedure as the virus spreads. Oh, and Idaho is in on the action, too, where Republican Governor Brad Little signed into law two bills that limit the rights of transgender people, prompting outcry from LGBTQ and human rights advocates. One bill, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, bans transgender girls from playing on girls and women's sports teams. The bill makes Idaho the first state to pass legislation against transgender students, this according to the ACLU. The second bill prohibits transgender people from changing their gender on Idaho birth certificates. A federal court struck down a similar bill in 2018. And it's March 31st, Equal Pay Day in America. Yep, we're 3 months into 2020, yet this is how long American women must work into the year to earn the same salary as men did in 2019. Yay us. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I cannot do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button. You've probably heard me talk about my dog, Jackson. He's my baby boy. And as he's gotten older, he's gotten really finicky about eating. He used to get so excited about food, he'd literally spin. Well, not anymore. In fact, I often have to spoon feed him to get him to eat. Well, no more. Not since we started feeding him fresh food made with whole ingredients, backed by veterinary science. It's Nom Nom. Now, I actually tried making food for him myself. I'd cook up big batches of chicken or beef with vegetables and rice or potatoes, but without knowing what I was doing, he wasn't getting the vitamins and minerals he needed, and certainly not in the correct balance. That's all changed now with Nom Nom. Go to trynom.com, trynom.com/sentbynicole. They'll ask you some questions about your pup and tailor a specific amount of individually packaged Nom Nom meals and send them to you. By using my special URL, trynom.com/sentbynicole, you'll get 50% off of your first order, plus free shipping, and it's a great way to help support this show, too. Again, that's trynom.com/sentbynicole. Plus, Nom Nom comes with a money-back guarantee. If your dog's tail isn't wagging within 30 days, Nom Nom will refund your first order. No fillers, no nonsense, just Nom Nom.